Hey, quick question. Raise your hand if you love documentation. My guess is basically nobody raised their hand except for that one weirdo that does like it. But most of us dislike it. It's part of the job though. And anything we can do to make that more efficient is always a win. We switched over to PT Everywhere recently for my local practice. And one feature they have that I think has been a game changer is the voice to text note documentation feature they have, where I can literally just dictate my notes and it will populate within the actual note platform. I was shocked. I thought it would be incredibly inaccurate and I would have to fix everything, but it's really, really accurate and easy to do. I even just do it on my phone and I actually talk in what I wanted to do in between patients so that I can quickly do that while it's fresh in my mind and it doesn't pile up on me later in the day. Save me a ton of time, save my staff a ton of time. So if you're looking for a solid practice management solution, I would highly recommend checking out PT Everywhere. In particular, if you want to save some time on notes, it's been a game changer for us. Head to PTEverywhere.com, check out their platform, and see how it can save you some time in your office. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Dr. Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and today it's a short one, an impactful one, hopefully. You know me, I'm not trying to throw a bunch of fluff in there. We're going to go straight to what I think is going to help you, honestly. And it's something that I learned at our recent mastermind event. Kelly Surrett was the guest presenter. I learned something new from him every time that I'm around him, you know, and this is something that, you know, he's someone that I've known for a long time. You know, we met in 2012. Beginning of 2012, I flew out to San Francisco. I wanted to learn more about, at the time, what Mobility Wad was doing. And I spent a week at their facility in San Francisco, which at the time was a parking lot behind a sporting goods store, in between a sporting goods store and a concrete plant and a highway. So just probably like the most Spartan section that you could find to start a gym, you know, in the city of San Francisco. And I didn't even know where the gym was. You know, I just saw videos. I was fascinated by this idea of movement and wanted to learn more about self-care in particular. And I thought, man, if I could leverage this to my soldiers, I think we could really help, you know, with the injury rates that we have, which are really high. You know, the military's injury rates are so high, and that's a tough environment, and a number of factors, you know, physically, but also you got a lot of young guys that they don't prioritize sleep. They eat like crap. They stay up all night playing Halo, you know, and drinking Miller High Life and just, you know, it is what it is. That's what you get in an infantry environment, primarily. Right. So I wanted to learn more about, hey, how do I teach them to take care of themselves? How do I convince them that they need to? And I thought what they were doing in San Francisco was really cool. And I cold called the gym. Kelly's wife picked it up randomly. I told her what was going on, who I worked with, and just wanted to see if I could spend some time at the gym and learn. And, you know, she was totally down for me to come out. At the time, you know, Kelly was writing Becoming a Supple Leopard. He was really wrapped up in that, really getting some, you know, a lot of that done. I think I spent an hour with him the entire time that I was there, and I had a great time. You know, whether he was there or not, I learned so much. And you know, for me, having this person that for years has been a huge mentor of mine present at our live event is really interesting and sort of kind of weird and amazing in this at the same time, because he's someone that, you know, has been very influential in our profession, and I just think is a great human being, just person in general. I think that anybody that was there and heard him speak feels the same way, you know, and the things that he prioritizes outside of just business, the mission that they have, really the health you know, change that they're trying to create, you know, around the world is pretty remarkable in a lot of ways. And, you know, one thing that he said at the live event was a reference from Snoop Dogg. And it's, you know, I want to do dope shit with dope people. That's what Snoop Dogg said. He's recording music. And what he was referencing was the room that we were in. He was like, man, I just want to do dope shit with dope people. And everybody here is, you know, trying to do more. They're interested in self-development. They're interested in working with people on their own terms. They're interested in time, financial freedom. They're in making a bigger impact and helping more people, taking a chance on themselves, which when you add all those things in, if you check all those boxes, you're a pretty rare person. The vast majority of people do not care about those things, you know, at all. They want a job that's easy. They want to go there, put in minimal effort, get paid the most they can, and have a lot of security, and do the things that they like to do outside of it. Like, they look at a job as a way of just like supporting the things they like to do in life. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's the norm. I'm not like that, you know, and that's just the way that I'm wired. I can't change that. If you're wired like me, you can't change it either. You can try to fight it. You can try to fit in to this environment that you're supposed to fit in, but you know that, you know, if you do or you don't. And if you're even thinking and you're wondering, do I fit in here? You don't. You just haven't taken the step to do your own thing, be, for whatever reason, you know, lots of factors. But everybody that was in the room with us has stepped over that line and they can never go back. You know, that's the other thing. Like, once you decide to go in, all in, and do something on your own, you're chronically unemployable. You cannot go back. You can't have that life that you had before and be happy, because it doesn't allow you to be creative. It doesn't allow you to solve problems in a way that is challenging and rewarding and terrifying at the same time. And it's just the way it is. Your hobby is your career, is your business, is your development of yourself and the people around you that forces you to just become better and evolve as a person. And I think that what Kelly said, referencing Snoop Dogg, is something that, you know, even when I was seeking out clinical mentorship, I think many of you, you could take this on the clinical side, you know, you were looking for dope shit doing, or dope people doing dope shit, right? So like me going to my first FMS course and be like, dude, Gray Cook is on another level. Going to my first SFMA course and Phil Plisky, and I was like, dude, this guy's legit. Kyle Kiesel, this guy's legit. Learning, you know, from Kelly and all his coaches and all the people that I've had a chance to interact with and learn from, always wanted to be around people that wanted to just be better, improve, and constantly try to be the best in the world at what they do. And I think that's motivating. You know, if that's you on the clinical side, seek that out more. Find those people. Be in that room where you're not the smartest person, where you feel like you're on scholarship, where you feel like there's so much to learn. That's what you need to seek out. For us, we have that in the term of business, of you know, helping people build vehicles via a business that supports their life and their goals and aspirations, and allows them to leverage their clinical skills in the way that they feel like people deserve. And that's what's really cool, is the end result is the same, right? We want to help the most amount of people we possibly can live more meaningful, healthy, active lives. And we do that by finding amazing clinicians and upgrading their ability to sell and market and organize and systemize and lead and build businesses that allow them to save clinicians from what is essentially death by 1,000 paper cuts at these high volume clinics, where they feel burnt out. They don't work with the populations that give them energy. They get frustrated. They start looking elsewhere for career change when they don't need a career change. They just need to be able to use their skills in the way that they deserve. And if you are looking for those people that are trying to be the best in the world, and you haven't found them, don't give up. You know, they're there. And once you find your community, it's just effortless. The relationship is effortless. You're instantly friends with people when you find the right place. And that's what's so, for me, you know, obviously I'm referencing in particular the group that we've been able to bring together and be around is so fun. It's great. You know, and when you look at it from the terms of, well, what are you working towards? It's being the best in the world, being around other people that want to be the best in the world, and knowing you'll never actually do it and being totally cool with that, because it's all about the journey. It's about moving towards where you're trying to go next and being supported and challenged by the right people doing dope shit with dope people, to reference Snoop Dogg and Kelly at our event last week. So I hope that you are constantly trying to find dope people to do dope shit with, because that's what it's all about. Hey, real quick before you go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I would love it if you got involved in the conversation. So this is a one-way channel. I'd love to hear back from you. I'd love to get you into the group that we have formed on Facebook. Our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group has about 4,000 clinicians in there that are literally changing the face of our profession. I'd love for you to join the conversation, get connected with other clinicians all over the country. I do live trainings in there with Eve Gigi every single week, and we share resources that we don't share anywhere else outside of that group. So if you're serious about being a PT entrepreneur, a clinical rainmaker, head to that group, get signed up, go to facebook.com/groups/PT entrepreneur, or go to Facebook and just search for PT entrepreneur. And we're going to be the only group that pops up under that name.